In Chicago, residents are still reeling from the release of a video yesterday that shows a 13-year-old boy with his hands above his head seconds before a police officer shot and killed him. Adam Toledo lived in the city's Little Village community, where many of the residents are Latino, like Toledo. As WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio reports, unlike the universal call for police accountability after many police shootings, the storyline's a little different in Little Village.
The two young women are sitting in the alley where 13-year-old Adam Toledo was shot and killed last month. They quietly comfort each other after viewing the video of Toledo being shot following a foot chase with police at 2:30 in the morning on March 29th. A few feet away, there's a shrine for the seventh grader, and in the middle, a white candle with a message saying, "I'm so sorry for you and your family. I'm so sorry you had to be a martyr. I promise to fight hard for you." Adam's mother said her son had been missing for 2 days when police showed up at her door. Adina Wise Ortiz represents the Toledo family and told reporters Toledo's mother was upset over messages she'd been receiving.
She's been getting messages from the community that the community is judging her. She wants to let you know that she was a full-time mom and a homemaker to 5 children, that on Sunday night, she put her son to bed in a room that he shared with his little brother.
Many residents here openly question why a 13-year-old boy would be out in the middle of the night running from police. Angel Rivera runs an after-school program in Little Village. He says it's unfair to blame the family for Toledo's death.
There's such a small margin for error for our youth that they really have to be the straight-A student. And it's like these unrealistic goals when you consider how under-resourced and how unsupported they are.
Kim Weiserman Nieto is with the Little Village Environmental Justice Organization. She says many Mexican immigrants buy into the idea that if you work hard enough and study hard enough, their kids will be shielded from racism.
No, this wasn't a question of his mother not loving him. His mother loved him to death. She filed a police report because he was missing. They genuinely loved that child.
Little Village is home to one of the biggest county jails in the country. For decades, this community experienced unrelenting gang violence. And last year, the pandemic ravaged this community with one of the highest rates of COVID-19 in the city. Weiserman Nieto says the teens in this community are constantly under a microscope.
At every turn, somebody's judging you. At every turn, there's somebody who's telling you that you're doing it wrong. Either you're too brown, or your name is too ethnic, or, you know, you looked at somebody the wrong way, and 5-0 needs to come at you, right? Or you have to help your family with translation. You have to help your family, so you miss school, and then you miss school, and then they consider you a dropout.
She says older Mexican immigrants come from a country with rampant police corruption, and local residents don't feel they are in a position to criticize police. Berto Aguayo says the police killing of Adam Toledo may help the Latino community come together and fight for accountability. Aguayo is a former gang member who now works for the violence prevention program Increase the Peace.
It just hit me that we are Adam, you know, like we truly are Adam, you know, because I saw myself in that video. I saw my cousins in that video. So I saw our youth that we work with.
Aguayo says he was able to escape gangs only because he got the support he needed.
I'm only here because people in the community gave me the resources and opportunities that the system and that our community just didn't have.
As others in the city focus on changing police policies and tactics, he says young people in communities of color deserve more attention. For NPR News, I'm Marina Zamudio in Chicago.